You set a good example by snitching on your friends in the mob.
We're not in Brooklyn anymore.
I don't think there's anywhere further from Brooklyn than this rat hole.
I'm sick of being your witness protection.
Welcome to France. Try to fit in. I'm getting tired of finding you a new place to live every 90 days.
Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him. I took him to the hospital.
Who's going
to
fix the pipes now?
Well, who's going to rebuild the supermarket that burned down the day we got here?
Okay, here's the deal. Robert De Niro plays totally to type in the new dark comedy, The Family. Once again, he's a gangster. This time, he's ratted out the mob family, and he has to take his real family into the witness protection program. They end up in Normandy, France, which I still haven't figured out why, where they try to blend in. Some of the elements of the movie, in particular the cast of De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Tommy Lee Jones, are great, and certain scenes play off as very funny. However, things don't fit together well as a whole. Too many questions are left from the outrageous setup, turning a basic fish-out-of-water comedy into a head-scratcher. Luc Besson, who's best known for his French action films, directs things in a not very subtle manner. In the end, there are some fun moments, but The Family feels like a movie that was overdeveloped from the beginning and fell apart trying to be something it's not. The Family gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.